Welcome to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gork.
And we just watched the penultimate Winona Earp episode of season 3, episode 11, Daddy Lessons. And apparently that's a Beyonce song that was covered recently by the Dixie Chicks. I need to look that up because I love the Dixie Chicks.
I do love them, but I'm not familiar with either version.
Yeah, no. So we need to get on this. But until then, let's talk about this episode. First of all, we decided to, they're showing the last two episodes of the season in the same night. But rather than watching both and talking about both at the same time, we decided we were going to pause in between, record the podcast, because that's the way the episodes were written. They didn't know they were both going to go out on the same night.
Yeah.
And so, we have done an episode for every episode of Winona Earp.
Yeah,
so
my
completionist self
needs
that to happen.
Definitely. Yeah. And if, you know, somebody is, hello, future people, if you're discovering this podcast years in the future, you're probably just watching episode by episode anyway.
Yes.
You're welcome.
So let's talk about these daddy lessons that we I just
want to say fucking duck.
Which, hey, I said that during the episode.
We actually said it at the same time. We heard him come up and we're both like, fucking duck.
It was hilarious. It was like, because I sit in the middle, so it was like in stereo.
Just like, I'm so angry right now.
Yeah, I found myself really just bemused all the way through this. Mm-hmm. Well, not all the way through, until nearish the end. I'm just like, what is happening? And why are the things that are happening?
Why is Mercedes in like a beautiful ball gown and stunning statement necklace hanging out with Bolshar as his wife?
Yep. Yeah. What happened, Mercedes? Mm-hmm. She's lost her mind.
A little bit.
You know, she hasn't actually. Back. Kind of
she
the opposite.
She's
being
wily.
Extremely strategic.
She's so wily.
And remember, we never really got to know Mercedes.
It's true.
All that well. We had a couple episodes of her where she had like come back into town and decided, by golly, she's going to bring her family, you know, back into sanity or something. And then boom, she was out. So I feel like she's a bit of a, like, I really liked that part where she was explaining to Winona why she was going to be a coward and why she was just like, I just want to survive to the end of this. I just got my face back. And I felt like that was a really honest thing.
Well, and she even said to Winona, it's okay if all you do is strive to survive this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She is who she is and she doesn't make apologies.
Yep.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with her sort of changing her mind. And because like she wants to be on the winning side, she wants to survive. And as soon as she sees, the pendulum has swung a little bit here. Winona.
Something's happening.
Clearly has some sort of power that Bolshar is frightened of. So she was like, all right, well, okay.
I'm just going to scooch over to this side.
Yeah. Along with some of the Revenants who had sort of the same, you know, self-interest going on.
Yes, I was really hoping for a team up with them at some point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you need a lot of bad guys to fight a really big bad guy, and they all have something in common.
It's a team up I didn't know that I wanted, but now that I see it, I realize, yes, I've been waiting for this all along,
right?
Sort of.
And then when we see Bobo, we're all like, oh, we get Bobo. Oh, no, we don't get Bobo, because he's going to have Bolshar. They'll leave him locked up, and he's going to go team up with Bolshar, but I still predict a last minute switch over and Bobo helps save the day.
Maybe.
I predict it.
Well, it's tough to say because
I have faith.
On one hand, I mean,
you also thought Charlie was going to die. Just saying.
He did die. For
did
the
die,
record,
he
died
back.
And he came back as Julian.
That's true.
So I was right.
All right. Also, I would like to say that I was right. And like, I never quite trusted him. I just never felt
knew something was off.
Yeah. Something was off about him. And it was.
Yeah. He shouldn't have been sleeping with Winona. That's what's off.
Why not? They were consenting adults. Mama Earth had scarpered off. Earp had scarpered off to wherever. So
where is Mama Earp?
She's looking for Julian. Apparently all
she's
the
doing a really
wrong
shitty job
places.
Of it.
But you were right way, way back when we were talking about Julian and said maybe he went over the line and lost his memory. And
that's
it sounds
true.
Like exactly what
that's
happened.
Exactly what happened.
And then he said something about that when Waverly crossed the line
over,
which I assume
she
did
at the
end of last season
exactly.
to test if she was a Revenant.
Yep.
And so it's like that triggered something
so
in his memory that drew him back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
To sleep with Winona.
I'm totally
with
fine
her
with this.
Sister's
I mean,
I don't like this. I don't like the fact that the show is sort of like lover. shaming him and her.
I don't
for that.
Think the show is. I think we are. I am. Well, Doc, I'm like, I'm a little.
Doc was.
Well, but Doc cannot throw any stones unless he's throwing them at himself. True. As far as I'm concerned, he is in a
should
timeout.
Throw a mm-hmm. wooden stake at himself.
Yeah. And that was like, kill him, chop off his head.
Like, just I'm yeah. done.
you guys were.
Mm-hmm. It's very. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
No, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I still have this hope that something's going to happen to restore him to sanity. But
they made a big show of Waverly's tear, like yes. hitting his cheek, and she like rubbed it in, and she's like, "I'm sorry, we love the man you were." And I'm like, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe?
I feel like that's what I want. I don't know if we'll get it, but that's what I want.
I feel like anything is possible.
And our guesses about Maeve jumping into him were definitely wrong.
Oh, yeah, because so I thought it was Maeve.
But we had a really... I actually am very comfortable with the explanation that angel blood...
messes like with your head.
Crack. Yeah, it's addictive. I mean, I feel like this story was a little bit of a commentary on addiction and how mm-hmm. it can change you as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, I have firsthand experience with dealing with somebody who was in and out of the hospital with issues similar to this, and yeah, it's sucky, but there's hope. Like mm-hmm. that's the thing that I'm hanging on to is that, you know, people conquer addiction or at least live with it every day, so mm-hmm. maybe we can get Doc to that point.
But it's yeah. interesting because he went full villain. Like before, he had his challenges and every.
And
yeah,
he was still
but he's
like himself,
yeah, but he's still
you know?
Himself, and now he's gone full villain, which glamouring actually gives people. Me more hope because I feel like they would keep him in sort of a mm-hmm. nuanced, complicated villain, hero villain sort of character. But I don't think they'll keep him in a full villain. Role no. that's not
right
yeah
it's
so
not,
I'm like
it's not really very fun to watch
no
I, at least not for me. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that are really digging Vampire Doc. I am just not one of those people.
No, I want,
clearly you guys aren't based on your no. yelling at the screen.
Yeah, hashtag fucking Doc.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yep
yeah, because he texts Kate and has her come back.
No, but I did enjoy her coming back. I think mm-hmm. she's a good contrast too to show
what a vampire
vampirism should be,
right?
And what it shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, she's like, it's not supposed to be like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you are supposed to be killing people, but you're not mm-hmm. supposed to be killing people like this.
But you're supposed to, you know, toy with them and glamour them and then suck them dry by morning. That's okay. But mm-hmm. going
he called
really
them
weird.
His toys.
He did.
I have so many issues with that.
Yeah, it's so icky.
Yeah, no,
and also
good.
his just staunch defense that everything that they did were, you know, they were asking for it and begging
yeah.
for it and like they enjoyed it very much. Ugh. Like, well, they were glamored. That does not count as consent.
No.
Yeah, you delusional douchebag.
Yeah, he was
high. I'm finding they are not making vampirism sexy in this show.
No.
Which I kind of like because
yeah,
I feel like
usually it's
it usually
very
is.
Sexy.
Oh yeah, every girl wants to get with the sparkly vampire.
Yeah.
Okay, well, some of us do, but
I'm not in that camp.
I feel like
no.
yeah, vampirism started as a, you know, that was not a sexy thing. That was a scary thing. It was a fairy tale. And then somewhere yeah. along the line, Anne Rice actually is who is to blame for making vampires sexy. You can't blame
Anne. What's your face? I hope you're happy.
She's sitting on her piles of cash. I'm sure yeah. she's thrilled.
Rolling in her money.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it was fun for me to watch her, Kate, flip the cards again and again. Death, 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 mm-hmm. death, death. And then suddenly, oh, it's changing. Eee.
I also love how she can just like keep doing that. Like, you know, oh, I'll just reshuffle and try again until I get what I want. It's mm-hmm. like the magic eight ball when you're a kid and you keep shaking it until you get the
answer
you want.
I feel like she was just waiting for something in the world to change.
Which
and
it
she
did.
Believes the cards reflect that. Yeah. Which in this case, yeah.
Julian took the ring.
His wings.
Mm-hmm. Julian took the ring and that's the moment it all changed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And yep. then he went all like kind of cold angel. He was like, we have yep. no time for petty more, humanity and beasts. Or,
yeah, exactly. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I like him much more as Julian than I kind of did as Charlie.
Yeah. I didn't like weird like mod Charlie. I don't really like Julian either.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting too to see his reaction to Waverly grabbing his hand in the memories and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just, I can't do this, it's too much. Like, they didn't really make it clear what it is that was too much. Was it the memories, the pain of knowing his past and the fact that he disappeared for so long, mm-hmm. just
all the rush of that coming back,
yeah, or you know, the knowledge of what's actually happening and going mm-hmm. on outside. I don't know.
But now I'm really like, is Mama gonna come back, or are they saving that for season four?
Who knows?
It's a tough call. Maybe Julian can just like, that's a lot to pack in one boom, more Mama episode Earp will be back.
Yeah,
you never know.
Does he forget about Winona?
Did he actually, I mean, he liked her, but did he?
Well,
did
but he, she also was kind of using him.
She very much was. I think he recognized that. I'm thinking that the reason that he was attracted to Winona was because
she was her mother.
He was, yeah. Well, because he has lost his memory. So he was drawn to the person who was most like the person that he was in love with,
yeah.
which is Michelle. And as we have mentioned multiple times, Winona is very much like her mother.
Mom. Yeah.
So
exactly.
Of course he was going to be drawn to somebody who was like that. If he can't remember, mm-hmm. like if we never had a scene with Charlie and Mama Earp. So
because he arrived
in the Christmas episode.
Yeah, so they were in the same episode, yes. But she was just telling her mother they never met.
Yeah, yep. And then the next episode, she and Doc teamed up and she hit the road.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they never crossed paths. Otherwise, things would have been very different here.
Would have been so interesting if they had.
At this point.
I know, I want to see it, but I bet like that's a lot to cram into a final episode. So I'm like, I wonder if they're just going to put that aside till season four. Mm-hmm.
Can we talk for a moment about Winona's dress?
No. Oh my gosh.
Dress is apparently the dress.
Why do you keep trying to put women in your dead wife's dress?
That's so great.
He looked so excited when he brought it out.
And then he was so upset when Winona ripped it up and made it better.
So much better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it looked so great.
It looked so hot.
I think you said, Erica, like cosplay the shit out of that.
Yes, I would like to see all of the pictures of all the people at the HerperCons.
With someone alongside in a hot Mercedes dress.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want that necklace so bad.
I don't, but I will support you in your quest.
That's friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't want the dress either. But
no,
she looked
I don't want that
in
dress.
It.
She looked amazing.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not for me.
Yeah, I would rather wear Winona's revamped dress.
Right.
We commented a couple times in the episode that we didn't get a lot of Jeremy because he was off sciencing things.
He was sciencing.
Jeremy, nor mm-hmm. his calves.
No.
Nope.
Sad. But he, you know, he was trying his best. He's got some wacky plan
that involves beakers.
And more beakers.
With Winona, Mercedes, and the Revenants marching towards them.
Yeah.
I loved that shot.
That was a badass.
It was
badass
great.
Moment. Mm-hmm. But I also, too, like that Robin, like, his goodness
mm-hmm. wanted to save Bobo, and if he had done that,
yep,
right, mm-hmm. we might not have been in this pickle that we're about to be in.
Yes, I mean, honestly, it was Jeremy who, along the lines, like, has been very kind-hearted and like just a sweet, sweet guy, and he's the one. Robin said, "I didn't, you know, take you for being hard-hearted." His hard-heartedness is part of what gets them into this pickle. Yep.
It's also earned.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they've been screwed a lot right? of times.
Yep. Like, I mean, I know the Revenant situation worked itself out, but Bobo basically sent them after Winona uh-huh. with the knowledge that she did not have Peacemaker.
Yep, mm-hmm. he did.
Yep.
Douche.
So he's still being Bobo.
Oh,
we
yeah.
can't hate him for that. Well, Erica can hate him for that. I don't
totally
hate
can.
Him for that.
He's playing both sides.
He's playing both sides.
Bobo. Mm-hmm. He's all in for himself.
And yep. He's been asking everyone to get out. Who's going to offer to get him out? That's who I'm going to follow for now until yep. it doesn't yeah, work for me.
Exactly.
So I predict he's going to flip.
I thought Michael Uglin's performance was amazing.
Oh, yeah,
just
he's
so
good.
In every scene, you know, talk. He really is relating to Robin in just a way that I very much enjoy. You know, you think all of the words, you know, all the clues yep. come
yeah.
from music, and Robin has a great comeback about how it should. I'm like, yeah, that's a good point there.
But then
too.
He gave him an alternative for his
he's helping
crossword
with his little
puzzle.
Yeah, like his brain is pretty scrambled, but he's able to come up with Cultivate, which is pretty cool.
And he had a tear at the end of
that
the
was,
episode.
Oh
because
that was my favorite moment.
That was Robert. I feel like that mm-hmm. is Robert looking at Sheriff Clutie, as he called him.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. And yep. it was in the moment where he said, "What if I offer you a job?" Like, that's when the tear falls down because he's Like, you can see he's flashing through his head, like, all of the things that got him to this point. What does this mean? Where am I going? And that's when, and then, so the tear falls down, and then his entire body shifts. He stands up straight and, like, kind of, like, puts himself together. And, yeah, that was a
But what did he say that something about... I tried to tell them, but I've done too many bad things.
Yes. Oh, such a good line.
Yeah. So it's like, there's Robert trying to be the good man as he always was.
But there's too much Bobo.
Too much Bobo messed it up and no one's listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come back and do something good next episode.
He's going to prove you all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Well, Erica wrong.
I don't know. He's going to prove somebody wrong.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Prove Jeremy wrong. Jeremy seemed so stressed in this episode.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Which, yeah, I feel he's going to have more next episode too, because we did not get enough Jeremy.
No. Mm-hmm.
We never have enough Jeremy. Though.
There's no such thing as too much Jeremy. No.
Love him.
We haven't mentioned the moment that I saw coming from the beginning of the scene, but that I loved anyway, when Waverly is at the bottom of the stairs and Wynonna finds her and is like, what are you doing here? As soon as I saw that, I was like, she's going to punch her out and it's going to be hilarious. And it was hilarious.
Really was. It was a solid punch.
Yeah, that was not like gentle sisterly punch. That was a knock you out and then put you in the toolbox on the back of your truck.
Yeah, gagged her and locked her up.
Yeah. Which shows you that they've got nothing in the toolbox in the back of that truck.
Maybe she chucked all the tools out.
Maybe, but I mean it didn't seem like she was stepping over tools as she was wandering around the bed of the truck. So just that made me laugh.
Waverly is fairly petite, so she could be lying on top of the tools.
Oh, can you imagine how uncomfortable that would be?
She's passed out.
It would just fuel her rage.
No, she was awake later, remember?
Yes.
Teehee.
Well, you know, sisters fight. I punched my sister once.
I want to think about your childhood.
Could be revealing.
I'm sorry, Kellen, about that one time I punched you in the nose. You kind of had it coming, though, if you remember correctly. It was only once.
I don't think I've ever hit my brothers, but...
Oh, I've never hit my brother. He would have destroyed me.
Well, two of them are quite a bit older. The little one outgrew me by quite a bit, so if I did it, would have been young.
Mm. Yeah.
No hitting. No punching.
I didn't lock her in a tool trunk.
Manipulation. I was really good at that.
All right. Well, I feel like we've covered most of this episode. Like, it felt much more slow paced than I was expecting.
Yeah, because we were getting a lot of teasers from Emily saying, you know, if I'd known this was going to be aired back to back, I would have maybe done it differently. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a lot. And I was like, no, I feel this is still like last episode, and this episode do feel like they're building slightly, but they're not.
I feel like there were other episodes where I was more stressed and felt more like breakneck speed than this one did.
Yeah, it's not
that I didn't like
fast.
It because I did, but it wasn't the pace I was expecting.
I was expecting to be slammed in the face with the
episode. I was expecting Wynonna to like punch us and lock us in a tool trunk.
Yeah.
Right?
Whereas I was, instead of being on the edge of my seat, I was sort of sitting back on the couch with my head tilted going,
what's happening?
Right? They're still going to do her hair now and put her in a dress? Okay.
She's over there and they're doing this. Yeah. And Nicole's going to get a phoenix tattoo on her butt.
Right? And Wynonna needs to hug Bolshar because clearly something's going to happen.
Hug it out, you two.
Just, you know, we're Canadian and we're polite. We like to hug people.
Feet with hugs.
Yes.
I don't know that I've noticed a lot of any more hugging here than anywhere else, but I'll give you the polite.
Okay, we'll take it because we're polite. We're not going to argue with you.
All right. Well, anything else before we mosey? Because we've got another episode to watch
watch the end of this.
Let's go, people.
Okay. Well, until next time.
Lights out, bitch.